Hi fam, how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Love and Self-Esteem. Actually, the first episode in this new year. Yay, 2021. Happy New Year, guys. It feels so good to wish you guys a Happy New Year. And I know that I am not the first, but here I am. Happy New Year, and I wish you all the best in this new year. I pray that all your hard work, I know that you have set goals in this new year. I know that you have stated things that you'd like to see happen. And I pray for you that even as you work towards achieving those goals, even as you hustle, even as you work hard, they are effective and you see the result of those work, of the work and all the goals that you've set, okay? Amen. And if you have not set goals, please, that's totally fine, okay? There's nothing about the new year that makes your goals extra valid, if that's the word. So you can set your goals now. What makes it worth it is the work that you put into it and not the newness of the year, quote unquote. Okay, this is not supposed to be a motivational speech of some sort, but I hope you get my point. So let's move right into it. It's the new year and I have a lot planned out for this podcast, a lot of things I'd like to see, a lot of things I'd like to discuss, but really, I'd really, 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 really want to start by asking you to tell me the things you'd like to see me or hear me talk about. I know I've been doing a lot of talk on self-esteem and building self-confidence, and I have my content list already and the things I'd like to talk about in this new year, but I really, really want to know. I want to talk about things that are tailored to suit you and your needs specifically. So you could send me a DM on Instagram and Twitter at IamPella. AyanPella, or you can mail it to me. My email address is in the podcast bio. So I want to be talking about things that are designed to suit you specifically. So what are your struggles? What are the things that you are struggling with as regards to self-esteem and self-confidence? Or you just want to talk about your journey? Anything that you'd like me to talk about, share it to me and I would definitely talk about it in the podcast. Okay, so the second thing I want to say is that I want you guys to hold me accountable to this podcast here. So I've made a commitment to go back to my former commitment, if that makes sense. Because when I initially started podcasting, the deal was to make it Wednesday, bi-weekly. So in 2 weeks, Wednesday, you will find a podcast here. That was how I started. But then along the line, I started to slack, quote unquote. And sometimes I wouldn't release till Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday. And there was a time when there was a period in my life, I think that was during October, I didn't release anything I didn't publish any episode for 2 weeks straight. Yeah, and I think I gave an explanation for that when I eventually did. So yes, I'm going back to my former commitment and I want to release every 2 weeks. So you can be sure to come here on Wednesday in 2 weeks and find a podcast episode. Yes, and I'm holding myself to my word, honestly. So yeah, the third thing is I know that I spoke about assertiveness in the previous episode. That was the last episode of 2020. It feels so good to say that. And I talked about assertiveness, but there was one important thing that I did not share. And that's what I want to quickly address. This podcast is not supposed to be too long. It's supposed to be like an introductory episode into the new year. Because I really, really want to talk. Everything I want to talk about, I want to hear from you. I want to talk about episodes and issues that are tailored to suit you specifically. So this is just going to be a summary of what I discussed in the last episode of 2020. Okay, so I talk about assertiveness and everything that assertiveness, not everything, because it's not possible to talk about everything in one episode, but at least I gave the core aspect. And if you haven't listened, you might want to go back and listen to it. But there's one very important thing that I want to share, and it is that assertiveness comes at a price, yeah, so to speak. Especially if you're somebody who people have known to always just talk to anyhow or do things and just get away with it. So when they see you trying to be assertive, there's every possibility that you might lose people, and that is a fact. That's something you have to register at the back of your mind, because really, for example, somebody walks up to you and say, okay, you offer a product or a service and I want to do it for me free of charge, and because you don't want to lose that customer, you decide to do it for them free of charge. But all of a sudden you're learning about assertiveness and you're gradually starting to apply it to your lives. So when people come to you and say, oh hi, I want to do free stuff, you're like, no, we don't do that here, and they just leave. They might say hurtful things and just leave, and then you're wondering, is something wrong with me, is something wrong with my business? I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong with you, except you. Like I said in the previous episode, assertiveness is not you disrespecting other people, it is not you insulting people. Assertiveness is you stating your needs directly while putting and considering the views of other people, okay? So you're not disrespecting other people's rules, you're not insulting them, you're not being aggressive. So please, if you haven't listened to the other episode, I'd really, really love you to listen to it so you don't misunderstand me in this particular one. So yeah, I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong with you if you deliver your message well. There's nothing wrong with your content, your delivery. Just some people cannot just deal with the fact that you know how to stand up for yourself, and that's fine because you don't want those kind of people around you, I guess. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with the way you said it. There's nothing wrong with you saying, okay, hi, we don't offer free services around here, or okay, I wouldn't want you to talk to me like that anymore, or okay, I don't want you to do that to me anymore. In the most polite way ever, there's nothing wrong in doing that. Some people just cannot deal with it, and that's fine. If you've tried to talk to them a number of times, telling them that there's nothing wrong in me being assertive, and they still don't see reasons, they decide to say, okay, they want to leave or they can't deal with it, I think it's best to just let them go for your peace of mind, for your health. Yeah. So that's one very, very important thing, because I don't want you to start having to have mind battles when people start to leave you or cut you off, quote unquote, because you decide to stand up for yourself. It's gonna happen. It's an experience that almost everybody who started to learn being assertive had to go through. So register that at the back of your mind. Another thing is that assertiveness is not rushed. It's not something you can just rush and expect to have all of a sudden. It's gradual. So you might start today and feel a little bit of fear when you're trying to talk to people, a little bit of fear when you're trying to say your needs. Maybe not, fear is not the word, but let's say you're anxious or you're just nervous. That's totally normal. Over time it goes, or consistency and practice it goes. So don't beat yourself up and expect yourself to just be assertive at once. If you're just starting to learn how to be assertive, give yourself space and be grateful to yourself so you don't end up feeling depressed, okay? So the last thing about assertiveness are the three C's of assertive communication. I saw this online and it's very, 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 very profound. The first C is confidence. Confidence in knowing that I can handle this situation, yeah? There is nothing too tough about the situation that I cannot handle. I mean, I think we should let go of every preconceived notions we've had over time that makes it seem like, oh, if you're saying how you feel about yourself, you're being proud, or you're being overly expressive, or you should just let things go. Remember that your feelings are valid. So if somebody does something that you don't like or that affects you in a negative way, you should know that, be confident enough to know that I can handle this, because you know that you're not shouting at the person, you're not disrespecting the person. All you're doing, telling the person how you'd like to be treated, and that should not be a big deal. So register that at the back of your mind and be confident about, and like I said, it's not going to be rushed, it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to walk and take the baby steps, okay? So confidence in knowing that there is nothing so big about, if you have to practice what you want to say before you say it, that's fine. If you have to take time to get to sleep over it so you don't end up being aggressive, that's also fine. But just register it, settle it into yourself, and know that there is nothing so big about the situation that I cannot handle, okay? The second one is to be clear. If somebody does something you do not like, or you just want to say how you feel, be clear about it. Don't go beating about the bush. You know, all those mind games, emotional blackmails, gaslighting, and gymnastics are not necessary. Just go straight to the point. This is how what you did make me feel. This is how these things make you more confident, because you know that what you're doing is not a big deal. You're not insulting anybody, so you're not expecting to get a clap back in return. You're just going to be two adults having a conversation about how they feel and trying to find a balance, okay? So be clear about how you feel, and register it into yourself. The third one is to be controlled in the sense that you know this also boils down to being not being aggressive, okay? Having control of your words and your actions and how you comport yourself. You know, you're calm, you're not going to somebody's inbox or going to meet somebody and shouting at the person or calling the person names. Your words are controlled. You're talking to the person, like giving the person the respect that he deserves. Like I said, you're also considering the person's views and opinions. Yeah, so you're not going to anybody's DM, you're not going on Twitter or social media or anywhere to sub the person. Your speech is controlled, your actions are controlled, everything you're doing is controlled. You're calm, and like I said, you have to practice. Because over time, you get used to it and you don't have to really, 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 really practice like before. But initially, if you have to think about what you want to say, I'm not saying you should start having dialogues with you and the person, you know, the image of the person somewhere. No, just think about what you want to say and how you want to say it in a way that it doesn't offend the person. So your words are controlled, your actions are controlled, and your body language too. Because body language takes about 50% of your communication, to be honest. While it is important what you say, what's also important is how you say it. So I think that's a summary of everything that I just said. So yeah, this was not supposed to be long. So if you still have questions, if there's something you still want me to talk about as regards assertiveness, it's a very broad topic as it relates to your professional life, your personal lives, your relationships. You know, setting boundaries is a topic that cannot be exhausted. So if you'd like also have a conversation about it, it's going to be via DMs. So send me a DM on Twitter, Instagram, or mail at me. Okay? So I think that'll be all for today. Happy New Year once again, and I look forward to seeing you here next Wednesday, next 2 weeks Wednesday. Have a lovely day. Bye.